In the name of our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I have seen the Lord, Mary breathlessly exclaims. This is the second time this same morning that Mary has run to the disciples with news from the tomb of Jesus. The first report was, "The tomb is empty." But now Mary joyfully proclaims, "I have seen the Lord!" Mary Magdalene, the one from whom Jesus cast out seven demons, is chosen to be the first to proclaim the gospel news, "He is risen." Have you ever given thought to why it was Mary who was chosen to be the first disciple sent by Jesus himself to proclaim the good news? Have you ever wondered why Mary was the one blessed to have the first gospel encounter with the risen Lord Jesus Christ? Why didn't Jesus pick one of the 12? Why not Peter or John or one of the others? Was Jesus just being arbitrary when he chose Mary? No. He wasn't. Jesus himself came back to the tomb to comfort Mary because the pastors had gone home. Verses 10 and 11 of our pericope belong together. The disciples went away again unto their own home, but Mary stood without at the sepulcher, weeping. This isn't the perfunctory weeping of a paid mourner at a first century funeral. This is the deep weeping of a mournful and broken woman. The despair of a soul who is disconsolate because she cannot find God. In her grief at finding Jesus' body missing, Mary had sought out Peter and John and brought them to the empty tomb. But after hearing this news, the men hardly noticed Mary. For the disciples, ministry gives way to investigation. Peter and John collect all the facts very carefully. The two men inspect the stone that was rolled away. They walk through the open door of the tomb. They examine the grave cloths, noting exactly where they were laying and how they were folded. Yet somehow, in all of their careful investigation, these men miss the grief. They miss the despair. They miss the wailing and brokenness of Jesus' dear friend who is crying outside the tomb, searching for God. The pastors went home again unto their own home, but Mary stood without at the sepulcher, weeping. So it is in great love and compassion that Jesus appears to Mary and comforts her. Jesus does the work the disciples have left undone. And afterward, Jesus sends Mary to comfort and to minister to those to whom she should have been ministered. In April and May of the year 30, Peter and John were going through a familiar transition. Just like many of you in this chapel, Peter and John have successfully completed their fieldwork and their vicarage, and they are about to become divinely called pastors. Peter and John are faced with their first difficult real-life ministry situation. They not only missed the boat, they're not even anywhere near the harbor. Apparently forgetting Jesus' teaching on his passion and resurrection, apparently forgetting the power of Jesus' word and the miracles they performed in his name on vicarage, apparently forgetting who Jesus is, the divine Son of God, love himself, the disciples forgot Mary. Eager to get home, Peter and John walk right past the weeping woman, and they go on discussing grave cloths, the possibility of persecution from the Jews, and whether or not they should return to Galilee and fishing for a living. Peter and John failed, Mary. And you and I are about to. In a few short weeks, many of us will face our first Mary Magdalene situation. Like Peter and John, we may be momentarily dazed and confused by some larger perplexing issue like how to work an ancient mimeograph machine to print the church bulletin, or what paraments do you use when a funeral falls on a festival day. But one day soon, you can count on it. Mary will come, and she will come on a day when you face a true crisis. At an hour when you are at your most vulnerable, at the very moment you have become completely unraveled and in despair. And in that moment, Mary Magdalene will cross your path looking for Jesus. As under shepherds of the one true shepherd, you will not have to ask in that moment, what would Jesus do? But rather, you can look to this first Easter morning and know for a certainty, this is what Jesus did do. And Jesus called Mary by name. And he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Mary is brought to faith by the voice of Jesus. Mary believes in the resurrection at the sound of a single word. Until that moment, Mary had been passionately and fruitlessly searching for Jesus in her own strength. Mary stooped down and looketh into the sepulcher and seeth two angels. And Mary was unimpressed. Usually in Scripture, the first words out of an angel's mouth are, "Fear not." But this morning, these words are completely unnecessary, for today the most fearful thing in the world has already happened to Mary, and not even angels can distract her search for God. Unafraid and with single-mindedness of purpose, Mary saith to the angels, "They have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him." Next, Mary turns her back on the heavenly messengers and comes face to face with Jesus. But not even the sight of Jesus himself can hinder Mary's search for her Lord. Looking straight at Jesus, Mary remains unimpressed. Such is the weakness of our own strength that we are able to remain lost even when we fall into the very lap of salvation. The grave clothes did not bring Mary to resurrection faith. Angels sent from God could not do it either. Not even an eye-to-eye encounter with the risen Christ could create faith in Mary's darkened heart. What nothing else could accomplish, a single word of God did. "Mary," Jesus said, and that was all it took. Brothers in Christ, my fellow pastor wannabes, this is the privilege to which God has called us, to call his sheep by name. As faithful under-shepherds to the one divine shepherd, it is our joy to call his sheep by name. It is our joy to bring them to life and faith by the power of the divine word. On that day, when Mary comes to us in the midst of all our inadequacy, we know what to do. We know what Jesus did. We call out, "Mary, God called your name on the day you were baptized, and on that day he created faith in you through his word. Mary, Jesus is risen, and because he lives, you know that you have already passed from death into life. Mary, take and eat the body of Christ which was broken for you. Mary, your sins are forgiven. Your Father has prepared for you a mansion in heaven and a family of believers here on earth, today, in this place, and we love you. Mary, be at peace. The God of the whole universe holds you lovingly in his hands." Well, this is all good news for Mary. But what's the good news for our failed pastors, Peter and John, who went home and left Mary wailing outside the tomb? What about the day you blow it? The day you're so busy working on the world's finest sermon that all of a sudden you remember that you forgot to visit a shut-in with communion who's been waiting for you all day? What about the day you're down at the barber getting your hair cut because you forgot to write down in your day timer that right now you should be at the church preaching the funeral? When that day comes, and it will come, When that day comes, Jesus will send to you and say, I am ascended unto my Father, to my God, and to your God. Jesus didn't scold his disciples. Jesus sent Mary to comfort them. Instead of a reprimand, these new pastors are reminded that God has made them his sons and that Jesus considers them his brothers. Jesus speaks to you today, and he will continue to speak to you even after you become a new pastor. David, that blood you poured out from the chalice at this altar last week, that blood was shed on the cross for the forgiveness of your sins. I rose again from the grave so that you, Jim, could have newness of life. On the day of your worst failure, Jesus will come to you, new pastor, and he will come to me, and he will say, all of your many sins are forgiven you. Now you go and baptize in my name. And by the power of my word, you will proclaim the gospel of forgiveness, the gospel that forgives you, the gospel that says, because I love you, one day soon, your tomb will be empty also. Amen.